brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now reaching the waypoint, the midpoint, in this week's Transmissions Against Tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of February, 2007. And we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have a guest, a Canadian, who's not even a Muslim, who just complained about racial profiling, and so they waited until he got on the plane, tackled him, and then the story just gets worse from there. He's coming up in the third hour for 30 minutes. Then Kevin Smith will be in studio. We've talked a lot about how there's comprehensive annual financial reports. The fact that the tens of thousands of governmental institutions really run as private businesses, and that major state-funded universities that were free just 20, 30 years ago now raise their tuition each and every year. Take the University of Texas, for the average student, it's something like $15,000 a year, and that's considered to be cheap. UT has one fund with $36 billion just in cash. Hundreds of other funds. They finance Clear Channel. They finance the Rangers purchase. And now they're buying European sports teams. So I thought we'd go through this. Why you can't have parking lots. Why everything costs so much money now. Why the textbooks, instead of being $50, are $400 or $250, depending on the textbook. Why you're being squeezed. Why the professors, almost none of them speak English. Why more and more of your dormitories cost exorbitant prices. We'll just look at one little slice of this. Oh, and if you think it's bad now, it's only going to get worse and worse until I predict they'll actually just shut universities entirely and they'll just be CIA training camps, which UT and A&M and others are now switching over to, and they'll be publicly funded but completely private, and it'll only be funded for those that can pay tens of millions. I'm not kidding about this. The massive raping will only intensify and get more and more insane as the months and years progress. It's like our governor publicly on the payroll of Merck Pharmaceutical saying, I don't care, the legislature won't pass it, so I'm signing an executive order, and then lying and saying it's the law to take it. Just lie, on top of fraud, on top of hoax, wrapped up in scams. Total tyranny is now upon us, and it's just going to intensify every single day. The news in front of me is just off the chart today, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we don't have any guests for the first 2 hours. I want to give you a chance to get involved on air. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to go over two things in more detail today than I have previously. Interspersed with all the other news and information that we're going to be covering. And I don't know what term to use. Maybe the zero tolerance police state grid. Maybe I should name one subject matter that. Or just simply the police state, the hyper police state society. And the other is the neo feudalist society, and they both dovetail, as all these programs do, like a Lego set, into the pyramidal power structure. So we'll go over that first, the hyper-police state, the hyper-control grid, where things that weren't even misdemeanors in the past will give you decades in prison. And then we'll get into all the latest global warming, climate change, boogeyman news, and try to navigate that archipelago. And we'll take your calls, and just, there's so much news here today. It's a big transmission straight ahead on this Wednesday. Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, or the website. Check them out.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I screw around quite a bit during the breaks, you know, just to keep my spirits up and to have a little fun. And John Harmon runs the show and really does the job of three people at the network. He answers the phones and runs the board and gets the guest on and things like that. And I heard Ted Anderson's voice in the background. I was joking around with John, going, "John the Great, John the Magnificent, the Wonderful, the Hardworking, the Studious." And then I heard Ted's voice, and I went, "Ted Anderson, the great, the meek, the defender, you know, the man who fights the darkness." I was being silly, doing, I guess, kind of poetry. And Ted goes, "Hey, I'm here with some Genesis listeners who wanted to pop by and see the operation." Oh, man, I tell you, that really makes my day. That is hilarious. Oh, boy. To be frank with you, my allergies are back, and the entire city of Austin is sick. I'm going to get some experts on about this, because, again, these things did not exist 10, 20, 30 years ago. No one felt bad. No one felt like this. My grandmother's lived here her whole life. She's got them now. And I left town for a week, totally felt great, came back, felt great for a few weeks, and then made the mistake of going to my parents' house, kind of like a mini farm here in town. And I sat outside all day with my children. And then I went to the radio show Sunday night, the syndicated one I do from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then I came back, and they had a TV set outside watching the Super Bowl. I did watch a couple quarters of it and then went home. And the loving, wondrous allergies throttled me as of Monday. But please don't call in saying, oh, Alex, I don't mean to sound like a hypochondriac whiner. I just am trying to put a good face on it and bull through it. Because it isn't like the allergies I first started getting 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I guess longer than that. When I started college is when they kicked off, so I guess that was 15, 16 years ago. It was, you know, sniffles, runny eyes, no big deal. No. The combination, and Austin is the capital in the U.S. of allergies. Just look it up. Worst place in the U.S. for allergies. Highest levels of molds, mountain, cedars, oaks, everything. There's so many different types of topography and lush growth belts that come together. Five regions nexus in. I don't mean geographic regions. I mean plant, fauna, botanical regions, I guess you could say, come together here for a wondrous cocktail. And it, well, just try having a super intense headache, a sinus headache, that causes your middle ear to make you basically dizzy when you stand up. So you stumble around like a drunken sailor with not a drop of rum in thine belly. Still, you feel like you're a bad drunk. It is not fun. All right, nice way to start the broadcast. Let me take a deep breath and lunge forward into the news. This is the type of news I have here in front of me. Ban proposed on walking while talking. Yes, and listening to iPod. And that is out of Australia. Here's another one. Bill banning iPods in crosswalks slated in New York. So I have stories from Australia to Germany to New York in the U.S. banning it. We'll get into that. Who watches the watchers in surveillance society? This is out of Information Week about the new smart cameras. Nothing new about them, but they're announcing them to you, so they're new to you, I guess, out there who may not have been tuned into the show or other broadcasts like it. Some good news, 34 states align against national ID card. In just a month, it's spread from one state to five states to 34 states and accelerating. Deceit and betrayal, Bush's plan to destroy the U.S. That from Lou Dobbs. We'll be playing that clip and analyzing it. The two Border Patrol agents put in solitary confinement while they appeal their shooting of a what they believe to be an armed, fleeing drug smuggler. They are being crucified. They've now, one of them has been assaulted, gotten a concussion and ribs broken in the prison, and nothing's going to be done to help him, of course. Senator Hagel, White House originally wanted 2002 Iraq war resolution to cover the entire Middle East. We already knew that, but we'll break that down. Hackers bombard the internet backbone. U.S. journalist spends record time in jail for his news report. That's the new freedom. A 911 government conspiracy, I wouldn't be surprised, says Tuchin editor. This out of the Jewish Daily Forward. Also, we will cover some other important news here concerning war taxes and the death in Bizarro world, that by Kurt Nimmo. And also some new developments on the court-martial going forward against Lieutenant Aaron Watada. By tomorrow night, we should know the ruling. It's scheduled to come out tomorrow night. The court-martialing is ongoing right now. So we'll break that down for you. But I'm going to get into global warming in a minute here, in a few segments here. But first, I want to get into the acceleration of the police state. I mean, that's really a simple umbrella term to go over it. You can come up with any term you'd like, but they call it zero tolerance in the schools. And this is how it starts. It starts in corporations. It starts in schools. It spreads to the military, and then it spreads into law. And you've all heard of the cases, probably several hundred times, of the valedictorian. It always seems to be top of the class or salutatorian, who brings the little plastic box with a pie or a cake for their teacher. They're at the Honors Society. In one case, we interviewed the girl. She was valedictorian. She had the plastic box of Dixie spoons, knives, and forks. and she is walking into the school with the cake and a bag, and the security guard says, let me search that, because, you know, training is to be searched and controlled, and frisk is just what the government training camps are all about. Federal documents even admit that going back to the 80s, and they've done a great job. And so she says, sure, and the security guard pulls out the Dixie knives and says, that's it, get up against the wall. They put her in handcuffs. They put her in the principal's office. Oh, but they were kind to her. They just expelled her, and she did not become the valedictorian, and she had to go to summer school because they erased all her credits for that semester. There was another case of one of the top of the class. That was this is like 5 years ago now. That same year, it was at the end of school, and one of the top of the class, she was leaving to college. She was starting college immediately, as the best and brightest tend to like to do. And we interviewed her father. She didn't come on the air. And she drove up in her pickup truck, and in the back there was a tarp, and in the front she had a box of, in the plastic. Anyone who's been out at Bed Bath & Beyond or Walmart or wherever, you know, you buy the bunch of stainless steel forks, knives, spoons, different serving spoons, and there was brand new plates and things, and the guy looked through and he saw serrated edged steak knives. Now, to be specific, it was the serrated edged, because we got very specific about it, and the AP did as well, if memory serves, that it was, you know, the type of butter knife that also doubles, has a slight serrated edge. She was arrested, and they said zero tolerance zone, and then you heard about the zero tolerance of where the freshman art student is asked to draw a picture for this, or paint a picture of your parents and what they do. I remember in art class having a similar, paint your family. So he paints his father, a Marine Corps captain, with an M16. He is arrested. He is suspended. They demand psychological testing. It was just his father with an M16. Now, you've all heard about those cases. There's hundreds of them. And that's zero tolerance policy. And now, if you just talk, you're sitting there talking about, hey, did you hear about that bombing on the airplane? Boom, they tackle you, they arrest you, they take you to jail. Or you joke and say, oh, man, what a police state. And they say, just joking, period. They now tell you there's no law, it's a regulation. They go ahead and arrest you and charge you with the different things, even though there's not really laws. They do that a lot. That's why this Rick Perry thing is so good, in a way, because it's really illustrating that people are finding out, wait, there is no law, but he's saying there is. Oh, don't worry, you'll still go to jail without a law. You didn't know that? You didn't know people go to jail all the time without even breaking a law? Oh, yeah, that's the freedom of the courts. And so this is all zero tolerance policy. Or, at work, you just say, man, you look good in that dress. Boom. That's sexual harassment. You're suspended from work, or you get kicked out. Everything's zero policy, zero tolerance policy. And then they say, you know, these people driving with their cell phones, it's really bad. And you know what? It is bad. I don't usually like to do it. I still do, but I see these people who are driving badly. Well, that's called reckless driving. The cops should pull you over for reckless driving. See, there's always a way in the law to actually go after somebody. No. Instead, they're going to go after everybody. First, they start banning in the U.S. and Europe and all over the European Commonwealth nations. First, they ban talking on a regular cell phone. Then they say you can do it hands-free. Then they ban hands-free. Now the police are watching you talk, and they have new reasons to get into your life and control you. Then New York City, the new numbers just came out 2 days ago, went up from 97,000 random stops and searches to over 500,000 in 1 year. 500,000+ random frisk, random stops. And oh, we're going to search your bags getting on the subway, not just the airplanes. And don't joke about it. Don't even talk back to us in any way. Basically, anything is talking back to God. This is a police state. Oh, you talk back to me, you're going to jail. And so now that's starting. And then now it's banning you walking and talking. Now being on a cell phone or hands-free across a crosswalk or having an iPod. And the laws being enacted everywhere, banning fast food. Now you got to have. We're going to break this down. We're going to go through this. Folks, if you accidentally drop a little battery in your backyard, 10 years in prison. Oh, yeah, a lot of us are going to be going to prison. You think 7 million in the system up from 1 million is bad? Ha ha!
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time. And that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Continuing with making petty misdemeanors and things that aren't even misdemeanors punishable by long prison sentences. And again, the exact same laws or regulations are being put in all over the globe simultaneously. Here in Texas and many other states, it started in New York a few years ago, and they didn't tell anybody this. Now they give you a little form letting you know when it happens. This started 2 years ago here in Texas. If you get 3 tickets in 3 years, moving violations, speeding, anything else, 3 tickets in 3 years, and by the way, the law, and this is a law, it says that they will randomly decide, the computer will just randomly suspend your license. And then you go in and find out it's suspended, and you've got to pay between $500 and $4,000 as a fine on top of the fine that you got for speeding. It's the point system. And I looked it up, between $500 and over $4,000. Three tickets, one a year, or three in 1 year over 3 years, it automatically activates. And now they're talking about, well, we may make it 4 years and three stops. And almost everybody I know gets pulled over at least once a year. I mean, there's speed traps everywhere where it goes from 55 down to 40. Boom, the cop's right there. And, you know, whatever. You see, they're just ratcheting it all up. Well, in England, they've now announced that, and this came out over the weekend, we covered it on Monday, that if you are seen on your cell phone one time, they give you a multi-thousand-pound fine. We're talking the equivalent of $2,000 to $4,000. The second time ever you're seen on a cell phone in your car, they take the automobile. See, it starts with, oh, you got caught picking up a hooker. In a lot of cases, this has happened in the U.S., you know, some good-looking woman comes walking up to the guy's car, you just start talking to him, and they grab your car. I mean, this is sick. Okay, so let's take the whoremongers' cars, but now it's, and by the way, they're talking about in New York and Chicago, taking cars. But here it's going to be more lenient the third time you're caught on the cell phone because it's dangerous. It's all for your own good. And then remember, all those years we told you they were going to start restricting fast food and trans fatty acids, and now they're talking about other things? I mean, certainly those trans fats aren't good. You should be smart enough to know that. Instead, oh no, now we're going to have federal laws they're trying to pass. They've already passed city and state laws from New York to Chicago. It's happening in Europe, all simultaneously, where they go in and check all restaurants and have actual bureaucrats that show up without warrants, because it's all regulatory, and demand to check your grease, demand to check what type of chicken fried steak you're buying, and they take pieces of the batter and they go test it. You see, that's now here. Oh, they do the body mass index, which is set to where if you're not basically as skinny as a heroin head runway model, literally, you're considered fat. I know people obese, overweight. I know people who are, you know, 6'2", weigh 200 pounds. They've got the stocky bill. They got a tiny belly, and they're considered obese. I know people who I would consider skinny. They tell skinny women you're 10, 15 pounds overweight. And it started in Arkansas and Ohio and a few other places. And now they take your kids if after 1 year they haven't lost weight. See, this is the nanny state. And, of course, they kicked it off 5 years ago, remember, with 400-pound 12-year-olds who look like Jabba the Hutt. Oh, well, see, it sounds reasonable. But no, if you're over the body mass index by 1 pound, they will take your children from you, and they're implementing it everywhere. I could go on for hours, folks. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and now the UN and the EU, and it looks like the federal government's going to adopt it, is coming out with eco-crime laws. We're not talking about taking your toxic waste from a factory. Oh, they're allowed to do it and dump it in the water. Or the Army can dump 3 million gallons of nerve gas in the Delaware River. Don't believe me? Just go pull it up. Did it 2 years ago. It kills everything. You know, they're allowed to do it. No. One battery that fell out in your backyard. How many times have my children broke toys that have batteries in them and, you know, there's a battery outside, or a battery falls out of the trash onto the street when the dump trash truck comes? Boom! 10 years in prison. I have the articles. Just everything. 10 years in prison. Grabbing your houses. Grabbing your homes. Grabbing your children. Just the colleges. ITT Tech. Everything's shifting to police. It's the only job you'll be able to get. Just hordes of them everywhere. Telling you what to do. Running your life. Monthly inspections of your home by social workers. Hell is coming. And I want you to know they did it to you. Okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's the nanny state. Every aspect of your life tracked, surveilled, chronicled, reviewed, tested, scored. Everything. And they're quietly setting it all up right now. Maximum penalties. Forced inoculations. Totally open borders. Tens of millions of illegal aliens pouring in. And none of them have to follow any of the rules. The government doesn't have to follow any of the rules. Universities take your money and buy professional sports teams, have private CEOs being paid tens of millions. It's unbelievable. Look at this. Ban proposed on walking while talking, listening to iPod. A state senator from Brooklyn on Tuesday says he plans to introduce legislation that would ban MP3 players, cell phone, BlackBerry, any other electronic device while crossing the street in Buffalo. News Channel 4 reported, and it goes on. And here's another one out of CBS. Bill banning iPods and crosswalks slated for Albany. They have the same thing out of Australia. New York's, first it was cell phones in cars, then trans fats. Now a new plan is on the table to ban gadgets while using and crossing city streets. And it goes on. And it'll probably pass. What's for your safety? First, that you've got to wear a helmet while you're riding a motorcycle. Sounds reasonable. Then it's you got to wear a helmet while you're on a bicycle. Sounds reasonable. Then it's criminal penalties. You'll be arrested if you don't. But the biggest thing is forced psychological testing of the New Freedom Initiative now unfolding in all 50 states. The new bylaws written by the drug companies. They bragged. One of their members of their board went public 3 years ago, a year before it passed, saying, I was in the meetings. They say, well, they're going to go from 10% of Americans on these drugs, and just in 2.5, 3 years, it's now almost 20%, to half on psychotropics or amphetamine-type drugs. And then remember the Associated Press 4 months ago, the headline, Lenders Helping Immigrants, it was something like that. We read it on air like 3 times. Just go pull it up. Remember? Oh, 800 big lenders want to help immigrants. And it had CEOs of big banks going, well, we know a lot of the American people want to get the immigrants out of the U.S., and we know they're really vital for our economy and our country, so we want them to grow roots that can't be reversed. And, well, that's why we don't use, they don't have to have any ID to get housing loans, bank accounts, or car loans. I'd already told you that because I've been in banks sitting there for an hour to get service and watching illegals show nothing being given instantly. I mean, within 5 minutes being given bank accounts. Pulling out huge wads of $100 bills. They'll have 3-4 identities, be on 3 different, 4 different types of welfare. And the federal government enforces none of it on them. Oh, but you don't worry. Your son draws a picture of an M16. Your daughter has a plastic knife in her lunchbox. It's over. And you're going to show 3 forms of ID to get a bank account. Go try it. Go experience it. I told you about a family friend I've known since I was 3 years old, my parents' friend, who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin and several others for the biggest property management company in the nation. She told me this 3 Christmases ago. She went to the big meeting in Dallas with all their managers there, thousands of them, in a huge hall. And they said, we have made a deal that is secret and not for disclosure. The federal government is giving us tax exemption as government housing. But this deal is for immigrants and to support them. They are allowed to have as many people as they want in their apartment, but only have the apartment slated for 1 to 2 people. Do you understand? And then they went on to tell her and others that the old rules apply, though, and they wanted to intensify them, that if any of the old renters, and these are middle class, lower middle class apartments, 2-3 bedrooms, that families live in, that if grandma visits more than a week, kick them out. Fine them. Citizens. They don't have to have bank, they don't have to have IDs for bank accounts. They can have as many as they want in the apartments. And then people started coming to her a few months after it happened, and they were going, what's happening? What's happening here? We there's all these illegal aliens and crime and all these things pouring in, and they've got 10 people in an apartment, but I had family visiting for a few weeks, and you're telling me I got to move out. I mean, every incentive. You've seen the report from California to Utah where the illegal aliens get more tuition than in-state and out-of-state U.S. citizens? The welfare, the bank accounts, the housing loans, the tuition breaks, the 10 to 7 years tax exemption to start a business. All happening. Everything the globalists can do to bring in the 6+ billion immigrants, possible immigrants that live around the world. 6+ billion. They all want to come here. It's not enough that the borders are wide open. They incentivize it. A literal gold rush. A $97 trillion deficit. We currently owe almost $5 trillion currently now owed. But the obligations last year had hit $97 trillion. Wall Street Journal, Dallas Morning News, Congressional Budget Office numbers released in December. Official numbers, excuse me, General Accounting Office, excuse me, not congressional, public. Been pleased to hear a lot of the other Patriot shows talking about that. That's a serious issue. $97 trillion. And Bush brings in a $2.9 trillion budget. Bill Clinton's biggest was what, 1.7? And off budget, there is at least $600 billion in last year's budget, and they're slated to up that to $900 billion off budget. With just the Iraq operation off budget, you have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that was the biggest ever. On top of the current Iraq budget, what was it? 240-something billion extra just there. Almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Gone. Congressmen and women, bring it up. Year after year, we get the tapes off C-SPAN. It's 2.5. It's 3 trillion. It's 3.9. Where's the money? We can't tell you. We won't tell you. And then I have an article like this that is a microcosm, is a drop in the bucket in a Pacific Ocean of theft and corruption. Lawmakers, U.S. sent giant pallets of cash into Iraq. The Federal Reserve sent over $4 billion in cash to Iraq in 2003 and early 2004, cash weighing 363 tons, loaded on pallets and flown on military aircraft funds. Those were frozen Saddam assets, and the military said they kept, now get ready for this, this is Reuters, no record of its dispersal. You want to talk about an orgy of corruption and evil? There are photos of the troops just grabbing huge 50-pound sub bales for themselves, generals sitting on piles of it. They just shipped it in, and this is the stuff on budget. This is the stuff they admitted. Let me say that again. No record of its dispersal. 363 tons. 363 tons. Or $4 billion in cash. That wasn't even for the contractors. There's the photos of the military and the general standing by while they went into museums that had stuff that made the British Museum of Antiquities look like a joke. We're talking about carvings and gold crowns and statues worth hundreds of millions apiece, gone. And 3 years later, popping up on international market, being sold in New York, in Brussels, in London, and Paris. I mean, they aren't even hiding it. 363 tons of $100 bills. And then I have a friend who sells military legal flak vests that he buys from the manufacturer at the gun show. He has the receipts, everything. And a guy came in and said, I want to buy one from him. And he got him out in the parking lot. This is somebody I know, not known for 12 years. And the APD shows up and they arrest him for it. And then the military DOD guy just disappears and isn't going to testify, but the charges are there for some $400 vest that he there had the receipts from the manu- and the DOD saying he bought stolen material. See, it's a joke. That's what they're out doing. They're out indicting one of the colonels in Abel Danger who blew the whistle on government involvement and prior knowledge of 9/11, and so they start criminal charges against him for $63 of unauthorized phone calls on his government cell phone to his wife, when in the protocol it's listed as you being able to call your wife on your cell phone. Oh, and they say some pencils and pens came up missing and paper, totaling, what was it, $12. That's how this corrupt system works. Almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. 363,000 tons of $100 bills delivered and gone. The major police forces openly now are the mafia, running murder for hire, hits. Every major crime lab's been caught framing everyone. Giant drug cartels openly buying the private prisons where your young people that are dumb enough to use drugs work for 20 cents an hour. I talked to the realtors out on the lake who are selling $1 million to $15 million homes. Almost all of them are state senators and legislators and bureaucrats and former mayors who, if you go look at their financials, because the real estate people see these, who 5-10 years ago had nothing and suddenly just have tens of millions. They're allowed to steal, do whatever they want, robbing everything. I mean, it's just robbing and stealing. And what are they doing? They know we're waking up, so they're putting cameras up, AI cameras, face scanners everywhere, militarized police. Our military shifting now. It's going to be majority within 4 years, foreign troops, already 20% on the ground in Iraq, aren't even our troops. Merc forces. Sunshine Project has documented that every major military base for every major city has helicopters and jets in hangars kept up and ready with pilots with knockout gas and nerve gas to either knock out or kill everyone. We are in literal hell. Total criminals are now in control. They're going to take your kids when they're overweight. They're going to force you on drugs. They're going to force inoculate you. There's no doubt they'll launch bio attacks, as they're saying are going to hit us. There's no doubt they'll detonate nukes in our cities. There's no, God help us. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they've just been setting it up and setting it up, and while they set it up, funding their own system. The overkill of what they're setting up. Just off the charts. Oh, I mean, I don't even have words. I don't even have words anymore to describe how bad it's gotten. And this is only the start. They've changed. They've had a Supreme Court ruling. They can take your private property if any private interest. It says in the Supreme Court ruling, private interests are allowed to pay city and county officials and state officials. It says it. To then take your land and then not even pay you. And Bush signed an executive order in the state of Texas and many other states passed laws saying you're given 3 months. They give you one offer. On average, it's 10% of the tax value when land is considered to be 2 to 3 times its value many times off the tax rolls, and you don't even have a redress. Folks, I hear everybody talk about the Trans-NAFTA highway, and they keep talking about 35. It's publicly 83 highways. It's 8,000 miles of roads in Texas alone. It's 10 miles on each side of any road. They can just take it there. So you don't listen to me now. You watch. They're going to take your land. They're going to inject you with live cancer viruses. They're going to grab your kids for being 3 pounds overweight. They're going to jack up your property taxes. They're going to run illegal aliens all over you. They're going to do whatever they want. And if you give them a problem, they'll have militarized police mow you down the street. They'll roll out microwave guns and they'll burn your skin off. They'll fly over us with helicopters and knock us out. And the good news is the military won't follow those orders after the first few waves of it. They'll come to their senses. All the major think tank studies show it won't matter. By 2011, half of the Air Force, Army, and Marine Corps aerial fleets will be drone operated and command and controlled and can be pre-programmed and piloted purely by computers. And that's why they're going to it. You're talking about a few thousand globalists that will control a mechanized Air Force that is computerized and robotic, and you will have ground forces that are at least one half foreign born. Total crisis. The minute they've got those forces in place and tested, And believe me, the overseas stuff is just a war game of this. They're going to use them on us. Now, I know a lot of you checked out my claims, and you've seen everything we said come true. Unfortunately, I wish I was wrong. And a lot of people, you have your sixth sense, you got your nose, you got your hunch. I know there's police detectives out there listening. I know there's government people listening. I know there's military officers listening. I know there's representatives, elected representatives listening. I know there's people listening in Japan. I know they're listening all over the world. You don't even need to check out what I've said. I want you to find out it's true. But you know in your gut right now, your survival instinct tells you everything I just said is true. Everything I just warned you about is real. And if your guts aren't twisting right now, if your blood isn't pumping right now, if the hair on the back of your neck isn't standing up right now, you need to do a gut check, and you need to go check out my claims and find out they're true. But I know a lot of you out there know right now in your gut, in your spirit, that I'm telling you the truth. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are we men or are we mice?
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There's a reason that the government and the corporations are looting everything. That's because they're planning to go for broke. They're planning to totally consolidate. They're planning to do horrible things. They've got their program. They've got their launch dates for different parts of this operation. And they're not backing down. And it's just going to get worse and worse until people get really aggressive. One reason they've really gotten more out of control is because there's no real voting in most parts of the country now with these CIA-controlled big three voting machine companies, and that's now on record. I mean, there's no real voting in many areas. It's folks, it's this is tyranny. This is what happens normally in societies. I know we've got Michelle, Dirk, Andrew, Sam, many, many others that are patiently holding. Let's go to Andrew first, as he's calling from Australia. And then I'll get into the fake global warming stuff after we take this bunch of calls. And I just got tons of news here. But I had to go through that rant of information for you. Andrew in Australia, go ahead.
Yes, good day, Alex. Great to talk to you again, mate.
Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to let you know, and especially your Australian listeners, about a news forum site we've had opened here in the last month. It's a tribute to yourself called infowars.com.au. Now, the webmasters are doing some really good work by distributing copies of your DVD for just the postage. So for $4 Australian, any Australian can grab a copy of Terror Storm or Martial Law.
Only on my show will we be advertising other people selling my stuff when I make nothing. But no, that's fine, whatever. This is
well,
as long as it gets the word out.
Hey,
no. I just want to point that out. Because some say I shouldn't even charge for films. Of course, I couldn't make films and basically to the point where I may not be able to make the next one unless I get a lot of capital in. But, yeah, I'm glad that's happening. I have seen the site.
Oh, good. Good to hear. All right, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That stuff is happening. You know what? In fact, I wasn't going to plug my videos this hour. I've gotten to the point where I plug them maybe once a show now on the air. But I've made 15 films, and it's expensive to make them, to fly around and fly people here. I mean, I'm flying all over the country for the film I'm making right now on the Global Master Plan. We don't have a title yet. I think I have a title, but I'm not going to announce it. It'll be out in the summer probably because I'm taking my time on this. It's my best work. But we do need your support, and I appreciate those that do purchase the films, America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions from us, the other films we carry, but also my films, the 15 films I've made, the Police State films, and, those were never available on DVD. Now all three of my Police State films are on DVD in a box set, $34.95, that's 45% off, available at Infowars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please call, and please get Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, with 68 minutes of extras from an incredible 9/11 Neocon Symposium we had out in Los Angeles. Some of the best minds on 9/11, and even Charlie Sheen and myself. It's an important film, two films in one, 1995. Get it for $9.95 when you get America, Freedom to Fascism with it. You can also get my film, American Dictators, for as low as $5.95. 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts for $9.95. We make about $3-4 on that. Folks, we do need your support to continue to expand and to pay my staff and to do what we do. I'm flying in Dr. Michael Kaufman to be interviewed for my film this weekend. You know, I mean, this is first rate. Expensive high definition cameras, the best computers to edit it, everything. It all goes back into the fight. So you get great films and great books, support others and support us, and you fund the fight on the front lines. And there can be no doubt, we are the tip of the spear. We're the first X-Wing to go down to that trench and open fire on those exhaust ports. Give us support.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.